Hello there, crazy kids. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Simon. Oh, excuse me. If you don't know, now you know, baby. Now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy. Because we back, y'all, for another episode. Excuse me, y'all. What it do, baby? We don't do repeats over here, y'all. Oh, man, I just burped, man, because I just had one of the mango tea lemonades from Chick-fil-A. Bomb. Bomb, yo. I just had me one of those spicy Chick-fil-A sandwiches with the Monterey Jack pepper cheese on there, man. I never knew how good Chick-fil-A was, man. You know, the first time I had Chick-fil-A was probably... maybe this was like during the pandemic, during quarantine and shit. It's the first time I think I had Chick-fil-A a long time ago, but I just didn't remember having it. But then everybody's kept talking about it, man. Everybody just kept on talking about it. Chick-fil-A. I finally had it, and now I'm addicted. Now I'm just hooked, y'all. I mean, I just never knew like chicken could just taste so good. Like a crispy chicken sandwich can just be so mouthwatering, you know? And those fucking chicken strips, bruh. Oh my god. And did you know that Chick-fil-A got breakfast too? By the way, this is not a sponsored post by Chick-fil-A. I'm not. Chick-fil-A should be sponsoring me. This is not a sponsored ad. But man, and then the shakes, y'all. The shakes from Chick-fil-A, the Oreo shakes. Man, if you had other shakes at other places, you know how when you have a shake and they just get like way too crazy with the ice cream, so it's like so hard to like get that first sip of the shake, and you got the cookies that's getting stuck in the straw or whatever. You gotta take the straw out and, you know, suck it from the bag and all that shit, man. Like, nah, with Chick-fil-A, everything just smooth, baby. Everything just smooth, just like you're drinking a drink. They crush up the cookies all nicely, just make everything just come through the straw nicely and everything. And they so damn nice, man. They so damn nice. They know my name. How's it going, Renard? Like, what's going on, bruh? How's the wife and kids, bruh? I swear, man, the customer service is just amazing. I just feel great. If you want to feel good about yourself, you go to Chick-fil-A, and they will make you feel like a fucking celebrity. I promise you. Oh man, this not even about Chick-fil-A, man. I just had that Chick-fil-A, man. That shit got me talking. That's the magic of Chick-fil-A, man. I still can feel the spiciness of the chicken seasonings on my tongue right now, y'all. I've been Chick-fil-A'd. Oh my god. Alright, I'm done, y'all. Today or tonight or wherever you are, whatever time of the day, we're talking about flakers, y'all. We're talking about how do you deal with flakers, y'all. Woo! Man. Now, one of the reasons why I did this podcast, man, because I got a question about this about a week ago. I couldn't help it. About a week ago, one of my friends was complaining to me about friends that flake on her. And, you know, we had a conversation about it, and we just kind of had a little heart-to-heart about it. And I figured a lot of people are going through this, man. So I figured I'd do a podcast on this, on how do I deal with flakers. Because that was one of her questions to me, like, how do I deal, you know, because we all have friends that are flakers. And I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, we just get too frustrated and we just don't know what to do because they're our friends and everything like that. But I'm gonna give y'all my point of view of it. I'm gonna give y'all my thoughts. Just my thoughts. So the first thing is, man, I'm gonna tell you, man, like when it comes to dealing with flakers, man, it's like you don't deal with flakers, y'all. You just don't. You know, anybody who doesn't have respect for your time, they don't deserve your energy. All right? That's it. Podcast done, y'all. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. JK! JK! Oh, my goodness. Nah, but for real. Nah, but I'm gonna tell you, man, when people flake on you, like, it's not a mistake, all right? Especially if they've done it to you multiple times. Like, you know how you got those friends that you just, you feel excited, but you don't feel excited. Like, you feel excited if they actually come through with the plans. Like, you always thinking the whole week, you're like, I know they're gonna flake, I know they're gonna flake, I know they're gonna say something came up or whatever. Like, if they do it to you multiple times, man, it's not a mistake, you know? And that means they've done it multiple times to multiple people, you know? They ain't rookies at this shit, you know? It's their character, you know? It's who they are, trust me. Like, and you can't change them, all right? So it's like, if you can only change, the only thing you can change is how you handle it, all right? So don't worry about trying to change them, because we're like, oh my God, like, I can't change them. I wish, like, she would understand that, like, I planned this all week, and, you know, I planned my day around this, and she's flaking on me, or whatever, whatever. No, you can't change them, all right? The only thing you can change how you handle it, all right? So don't listen to what they say, all right? Because what they say is, they say, oh my God, I'm sorry, I totally forgot, this came up, and blah, blah, blah. Or they don't even contact you, but that's my favorite ones. My favorite ones are like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Oh my God, fuck, like, I forgot. Oh my God. And trust me, man, I got friends like this, y'all. I got friends like this. And I just shake my head. But I'm going to tell you later on in the podcast how I deal with that shit, yo. Oh, man. But look, don't listen to what they say, because they're going to apologize all day, because this is their character. This is what they do. You know, people, just like people say, like, people will show you who they really are. You don't worry about the words, like, worry about the actions. You know, it's like being in a relationship, you know, and somebody making the same mistake over and over again. Y'all been there. Somebody makes a mistake over and over and over again and apologizing every single time. The apology don't mean shit. It don't mean shit when you keep on making the same damn mistake. You know what I mean? And that's the same thing the flakers doing. Keep on making the same damn mistake, and you keep on forgiving them. And it's cool to forgive them, but you gotta learn how to handle it, though. You gotta learn how to handle it for your own, for yourself, for your mental health, I would say. Because like I said, it's not a mistake, you know. And you gotta take control of your energy and what you allow. You know, you gotta stop trying to change people. I think, you know, a lot of people, they always think that, you know, it's all about the communication and letting them know, like, what they've done to you and how you feel about it. Like, none of that shit matters to somebody who does that shit, like, on a regular, because it's their character, all right? So what should you do, all right? What should you do if you have these friends that are flaking on you all the time, all right? You know, you just stop making plans with them. That's what you do, man. That's the simple answer right there. You stop making plans with them. Ooh, excuse me. As much as you wish that you could do what a normal person does and put your plans in your schedule without feeling like any anxiety or worry about, oh, are they going to flake on me, or, you know, are they going to tell me something comes up at the last minute? Same damn excuse every time. Have you noticed that every flaker, they have the same damn excuse? They all do. They all have the same excuse. We got 10 people in the room right now. We can share all of our excuses from our friends that have flaked on us, and it'll all be the same fucking mistake. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's always oh my God. I forgot. Fuck. Everything just going on right now. Like, I'm just not here. But you can't keep putting yourself through that shit. All right? You can't keep putting yourself through that shit. Now, how do I handle it? All right, let me tell you how I handle flakers, y'all. So this is what I do. All right, I give people two strikes. That's it. All right, I give people two strikes because I want to surround myself with like-minded people, and you should too. Like, if I get to the point to where I'm complaining about somebody, you know how, like, when somebody's flaking on you, you're like, I'm good, but they keep flaking on me, like, fuck them, like, they don't care about me, blah blah blah. When you get to that point, that's how you know when you got to give up on somebody, all right? I don't have people in my life that I complain about, all right? If it gets to that point, I eliminate them out of my life, you know? That's why I remove myself from situations that don't make me happy. Like, what's the point? What's the point of having people in your life that that make you unhappy or make you uneasy, you know? Now, what about communicating? Now, you know, somebody will say, oh, maybe you should communicate how you feel, you know, about somebody flaking on you. All right, that's great and all. That's great and all. But what you got to understand is it has nothing to do with you. The fact that they're flaking has nothing to do with you. It's a part of their character. You got to really understand that to be able to deal with this shit or to be able to cope with it or whatever you want to do. Like, you got to understand it's part of their character. All right. It's just that they're incapable of being dependable. That's it. That's it. And if it was personal and they're deliberately disrespecting your time, then there should be no discussion. Like, that's an easy fix right there, right? But you should feel the same way in both instances. You should never beg somebody to stop disrespecting you. You should never be like, oh my God, Sarah, would you please stop disrespecting my time? Like, you don't want to beg. Like, really, you want to beg your friend to respect your time? Like, come on, like, you really want to live a life like that? You know, you got, like I said, man, you got to take control of your own life, all right? Never let somebody be in control of your happiness. Never, never. And I think that's what we struggle with. That's what we struggle. We struggle with being strong enough to take control of our life. I never tell people how I feel, y'all, all right? When somebody flakes on me, I never tell them how I feel. Oh, excuse me. Because there's just some things that you want your friends to be able to figure out on their fucking own. That's I mean, am I right? I mean, come on, man. Like, there's just certain things, like, you just don't want to have to teach your friends, you know? The only time I talk about it is if they notice that I stop inviting them places. Because that's what I would do. I would stop inviting them places. Until they have the balls. Well, not until they have the balls. I just stop inviting them places because I don't want to put myself through that mentally. All right. Until they ask me about it, you know, and 99% of the time they don't. They're not going to ask you about it because I'm not the only one that they're treating like this. They're doing this to multiple people. All right. So you got to really stop trying to change people because, like, they are doing this to multiple people. They're not just doing this to you. So you cannot change them. You got to really get that in your head. You got to get that through your skull, my friend. Okay? And look, don't get me wrong. All right? Nobody's perfect. All right? Things come up. Things come up, you know, but I'm not talking about those folks that things come up. And you can see and you can hear the energy in somebody's voice and, you know, you can see patterns. You know, if somebody's doing this multiple times, like, that's who they are. All right? But I'm talking about the folks that you don't expect to follow through with plans, all right? And like I said, when it gets to that point, it's time to give up on that person. You know, you can still be friends with that person, all right? You just have to love them from a distance. That's it. You just have to love them from a distance, baby. You know, you can invite them to places when you have plans with other friends, and they can tag along if they want, you know, but the plans should never revolve around them. Never, all right? They lost that privilege. You know, and first timers, and if you do it for the first time, that's a red flag as well. Like, if you hang out with somebody for the first time and they flake on you the first time, that's a red flag, because it's so bad that they can't even make a first, they can't even make a first fucking impression, a great first impression. That's how bad it is. And it's very rare that someone flakes on you for the first time, on the first time they meet you, and it's a mistake. That's very rare. Think about that. If anybody you know that flaked on the first time and y'all hung out and that was the last time that they ever flaked on you, let me know. Because 99% of the time, if you meet somebody for the first time and they flake on you, best believe they're gonna flake on you again. All right? And to me, the way I think about it, it's like cheating, all right? To me, in my opinion, once a cheater, always a cheater, all right? You got to remember this. You got to remember this type of behavior, you know? Like, this behavior is a mindset. And when you have a certain mindset, like, your mind, like, allows you to make stupid decisions, you know, about somebody else's time and their feelings. The priority level is just not there. And you got to find people, like, around you. You got to surround yourself around people that have the same type of values, that have the same type of empathy level as you do, you know? So look, man, that's all I got, man. Do yourself a favor, all right? And surround yourself around people who respect your time and have the same level of respect, you know, that you would have for somebody, all right? So that's it, man. It's just that easy, all right? If y'all got any questions, y'all already know how to contact me, man. At the Renard Simon on IG, baby. That's all I got for today, y'all. I see you on the next podcast, baby. Peace.